KQED.
It can be downright deadly to fight these blazes. And Cal Fire is doing the best they can, fighting 15 of them at the same time. And that got us wondering, how do we pay for this? We sent KQED's Ryan Levy to talk to Cal Fire's accountant.
Steve Hawks oversees Cal Fire's Wildland Fire Prevention Engineering Program from a nondescript office building in Sacramento. But when a major fire hits, he gets dispatched as a finance section chief. Or, put another way...
Well, I guess in essence, it kind of is a fire accountant.
Hawks has been a firefighter for almost 30 years, and when he was asked to develop another skill that could be useful in battling major fires, he fell back on an old favorite.
Growing up, math was always kind of my best subject. My mom wanted me to kind of pursue being an accountant.
Most fires are small, under 10 acres, and funding to fight them comes from Cal Fire's regular operating budget. That budget was squeezed under the previous administration, leading to cuts in things like engine crews. But Cal Fire says those cuts have been restored, new investments made, and the budget is up almost 50% in the last 5 years. But for big fires, the kind that Hawks would be sent to, there's the emergency fund. It's a special pot of money just to pay for all the extraordinary costs of fighting a massive wildfire.
That's everything from air tankers and helicopters to the fire engines and hand crews that are out on the line.
Just in the past 3 months, Cal Fire has burned through more than half of its $427 million emergency fund, intended to last through next June. If it runs out, the agency can ask for additional funds from the state's more than $1.4 billion budget reserves. But that only solves part of the problem. About a third of the state relies on fire crews from the federal government, mainly the U.S. Forest Service.
And then they don't have the ability to dip into or a dedicated emergency fund for contingencies or for wildland fires.
Ken Pimlott is the head of Cal Fire. I caught up with him in Washington, D.C., where he's been trying to rally support for giving the Forest Service its own emergency fund. Because right now, to pay for increased firefighting costs, it has to pull money from other parts of its budget, like fire prevention and forest restoration.
Lollipop the whole thing. Just leave it standing, just lollipop it.
Up in the Berkeley Hills, Captain Chris Beatty oversees a crew of 12 inmate firefighters using chainsaws to clear brush and cut the low branches of roadside trees, leaving them looking like lollipops.
So it's all light-fueled, just dry grass and removing the brush so that there's less of a fire hazard up here on the road.
It's projects like this, fuel reduction, forest health, prescribed burns, that are harder to get done on federal lands as firefighting has grown to consume more than half of the Forest Service's budget, up from just 16% 20 years ago. And it'll likely have to borrow more than $500 million this year from other Forest Service programs just to cover fire response. Unlike the Forest Service, Cal Fire's prevention budget isn't wrapped up with its firefighting budget. Starting this year, it's being funded by revenues from California's Cap and Trade program, where industry pays for the right to produce greenhouse gases. Cal Fire Chief Pimlott says having stable funding for prevention programs is critical to fighting wildfires in California.
But if we don't get in and start reducing the fuel loading and reduce the intensity of these fires, well, they're just going to continue to get become more extreme, and they're going to continue to cost more.
For the California Report, I'm Ryan Levy in Sacramento.